AMC Entertainment, one of the region's most prominent companies with nearly a century-long history in Kansas City, was purchased over the weekend by the Wanda Group, a Chinese conglomerate. Joining us now to talk about the deal and what it may mean for the region is Kevin Collison, who covers development for the Kansas City Star. Kevin, good morning.
Good morning. How are you?
Doing well. Thanks so much for joining us. So what's the deal? Bring us up to speed. What happened?
Well, Wanda Group is a significant player in the Chinese market, and we'd heard the rumors a couple of weeks ago that they were in negotiations to purchase AMC, and on Sunday they consummated the deal. It's a $2.6 billion purchase. The good news for Kansas City is, according to Wanda, they are not going to change any of the management of AMC, and they don't expect it to have any impact on the day-to-day operations. So the company, as far as we know, will remain headquartered here, although it'll have new ownership. And many people believe it's going to give AMC an opportunity to actually move past a period of uncertainty that it's been in for the past few years. It's been owned by an investment group and actually have a partner with deep pockets to make some strategic investments to help the company grow.
So the perception is that even though this is an overseas partner, it's actually more stable than the investors who came
right in
to rescue the company a long ago.
Yeah, since 2004, it's been owned by an investment group, and the folks that got into it a few years ago were into it for what is the short haul, 5 or 6 years. They've been looking to sell it. They tried to do a couple of initial private offerings, never really got that off the ground. And so to have them now owned by this Chinese company that really wants to make a big push, not only in supporting AMC in North America, but also expanding into the gigantic Chinese market, it should be a good opportunity from what we know at this point.
Before these rumors started a couple of weeks ago, I don't think most of us would ever have heard of the Wanda Group. Tell us more about this conglomerate.
Oh, well, I got to tell you, as often in newspapers, I'm a rather quick study on this. It's described as being a private conglomerate that has a huge portfolio in China of commercial properties, luxury hotels, investment in tourism attractions, department stores, and culture. And I'm actually just taking a quick look at some of the information they furnished us. They own 86 theaters right now with 730 screens, which pales in comparison to AMC, which has 346 multiplex theaters around North America with more than 5,000 screens, including a lot of the latest technology with 3D and IMAX. So people here say that actually AMC brings a lot to the table to help this rather young Chinese film circuit company to be able to really grow in that Chinese market.
Well, do we have any idea, Kevin, what impact this might have on AMC's operations in terms of will we be seeing more Chinese movies at our local multiplex?
Well, I think the Chinese will probably be seeing a lot more American movies in their multiplex. I think that's really, AMC's got a strong connection with Hollywood and distribution. I don't see AMC changing their marketing to becoming a foreign film boutique-type chain. I think you're going to see a lot more Avengers and other blockbusters playing all over China, but you will see AMC able to take advantage of more opportunities to develop theaters, as far as I know. And they're maintaining their current management. Jerry Lopez, who's the CEO of the company, will remain. They are still on track for moving to their new headquarters, which is under construction now in Leawood at the Park Place Development, which, as you recall, was one of these major border war things. And there were concerns about whether Kansas and their incentives that lured them across the border might be caught holding the bag. But at this point, it looks like everything is still going to be very much in place for AMC and their tradition here, except they're going to be owned by the Chinese. But again, they lost their local ownership a long time ago when Mr. Durwood died back in 1999.
So you've mentioned that the management will stay in place. I'm wondering about some of the other economic impact. Do you think there's any risk of jobs being lost in the Kansas City area or maybe being gained?
Well, I think, again, this is all pretty raw stuff. It was just announced yesterday, but according to the information furnished by Wanda, they don't expect to make any changes in the management or the operations or the staffing. And again, with these deep pockets, this may actually give AMC opportunities to grow even more, both locally and around the world.
Any reaction yet from local government leaders or employees in the area?
Not really. I mean, again, this broke late last night. We did go through kind of a drill here a couple of weeks ago when the first reports surfaced in New York and L.A. that this deal was in the works. And we did get the comments from both the developer of their new complex out in Leawood that everything was that they had good guarantees, and the state of Kansas seemed reasonably comfortable that they were safe with their investments that's made in the company. No, I can't tell you that I've talked to any ticket takers or candy girls to find out what they're thinking of the deal right now. But
I don't think they still have those, actually, candy girls, but all right. Jerry Lopez, this is obviously kind of the biggest move of his tenure as,
right,
as CEO. It's hard to imagine a bigger move, selling the company. What do you think this says about his leadership and his vision for where they go next?
Well, he obviously is a, again, you know, he came to AMC back in 2009, I believe it was, from Starbucks. So he already has been a major player in the larger corporate world. So, you know, he obviously made a very astute move here to get this company shifted away from this investment group, which had just a rather short-term interest in the firm, to this more stable Chinese ownership. And I guess right now the Chinese are impressed with his management abilities, and they're going to keep him in charge of the company. I really can't go beyond that as far as just showing that this is a man who knows how to put deals together and seems to be, keeping the company intact and moving forward.
Sure. One last question, Kevin. Mm-hmm. What are the next steps here? This isn't quite official yet. What needs to happen for this to go forward?
I really wish I could give you some great commentary on that one. I mean, it's a private business deal. It doesn't rely on any kind of approvals from shareholders because it's a privately held company. Unless there's something here that the United States government might be concerned about, which I really don't see anything there. This seems to be a fairly smooth process. They've got the money. It's not like it's going to take a lot of borrowing or banks involved. So, I mean, it looks like it's going to move forward.
That's Kevin Collison. He covers development for the Kansas City Star, talking with us about AMC Entertainment being purchased over the weekend by the Wanda Group, a Chinese conglomerate. Kevin, thanks so much for joining us.
You're very welcome, Brian.